House Bill 355 was sponsored by outgoing Representative David Guttenberg of Fairbanks. At the bill signing ceremony, he complimented the two fire crews who stood at attention on the forestry helipad next to the Chena River.
I came up to Fairbanks in 1969 to fight forest fires. So when the governor and his staff came and said, would I carry this bill for you? It was more than a privilege because it's about you guys, the people on the fire that are in the face of the dangers.
Formerly, starting a wildfire was considered a misdemeanor in Alaska, with some jail time and fines up to $1,000. But it required fire agencies to ask prosecutors to take up a criminal case and schedule it before a judge. The new law is designed to save time and money. It lets Department of Forestry personnel issue citations, sort of like a speeding ticket. Governor Bill Walker says the update is overdue.
Most of our legislation on firefighting was 1961. So a lot has happened between 61 and 2018 on laws and regulations associated with firefighting. So this updated it finally, and we appreciate that very much.
Chris Meach, Alaska's state forester, says the new law gives forestry a greater range of tools for fire prevention.
Our average amount of acreage burned each year in Alaska is between 1.2 and 800,000 acres, but the number of human-caused wildfires in the state of Alaska is not coming down. And over the last 3 years in our service area, we've had 680 fires caused by human ignitions.
Meach says the law has a bail schedule and a tiered enforcement plan, like how fish and game violations are processed now. It will allow citations to be resolved without a suspect's going to court.
One of the key points of this legislation is to give us a range of tools and, more importantly, to launch a really aggressive education program to help the public understand how to live with fire and how to be safe with fire in Alaska.
The new law goes into effect in 2019. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.